You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hyundai.com, starting with the Dolphins, who got their first win of the season, beating the Jets 27-21. Darren Waller caught two touchdowns in his Dolphins debut. Next up, the Dolphins will head to Carolina on Sunday. And the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime. The Cats will continue the preseason tonight against the Lightning. The puck drops at 7 from the Kia Center in Orlando. And, Joe, we do have the news on Tyreek Hill this morning, and it is not good. Essentially, worst-case scenario here. Tearing multiple ligaments in his knee, including his ACL, surgery coming today to go along with the dislocated knee. So about a worst case scenario situation here for the Dolphins, star wide receiver.
Damn. Yeah.
And it looked that way on television. That was rough to watch.
Hey man, I know there's a lot of different stuff and everybody in this town's all over the board on Tyreek Hill, and some of it's personal life stuff. Some of it's, but I got to tell you, no matter what, if we're just talking about the guy on the football field, and a guy's had to adjust his game from running lots of deep routes and having two of the greatest years we've seen in the history of the National Football League here, to being a guy that's adjusted his game to a lot shorter group of routes to run. Crossing routes, but shorter, or sitting down in a zone or something underneath and run after catch. He is a number one receiver, and he will be missed. No matter what anybody tries to spin this, he will be missed. Now, it's a great opportunity for the next guys to step up. But I got to tell you, man, these guys, these number one receivers, that can run and have a chance to take it to the house. Even though he hadn't done it for a long time, it's not on him. Not on him. That's a between the QB and the coaching staff thing that we didn't have more deep plays. And so I just for everybody, that whether you're glad he's gone, I see some stuff, or he's a dirtbag and you don't want him around anyway, and bad karma for what you've done and all that stuff. Whatever your opinion on him, I'm just telling you, he is a number one receiver, and he'll be missed in this offense because he still gets respect outside in motion, that somewhere he's going to run by somebody because of his great speed that he had. So anyway, just wanted to get that out. And this is part of what's going on right now in the league. And it officially hit the Miami Dolphins with one of their best players last night with the news coming out on Tyreek and the dislocated knee and everything about it. But I was saying all that, the game plan for everybody, including Tyreek when he was playing last night, and everybody else was first class. One of the best game plans. Mike getting everything from sticking to the run game, all the movement and motion they did, and also the biggest part, getting two outside the pocket a lot on bootlegs, and especially to his left to make some throws and have receivers wide open. His guys last night really did a nice job. I knew he only threw for 177 yards. I don't want to make it sound like it was a 300-yard game, but there was just a lot of crossing routes and stuff to the tight ends. It was open. And then the Darren Waller story is incredible to be out of football that long. Just turned 33 years old this month, and he looks great. He looked great. Ran well, looked quick, and had a couple of touchdowns, boy, and get the tight end back involved in the offense last night. Julian Hill also had a 19-yard catch in the game. So a lot of good stuff, man, that Mike set up for the offense, and he stuck with the run. Devon Achane just a yard short of 100 last night. We haven't said that for a while. And so a lot of good things for the play calling and the run game, sticking with it. And, yes, the Jets got all kinds of problems. I agree. Now, I don't know if they're the worst team in football. I know everybody wants to always go, in the new world, they're the worst team in football. I don't know. I watch Red Zone. I mean, they're bad. Don't get me wrong. They're bad. Especially when you turn it over three times and have 13 penalties and you can't tackle and look lost at times.
Yeah. Tennessee has something to say about that, by the way.
Well, Carolina looked
like the rare shutout.
Carolina looked to kind of look like they were trying to jump in the party too. So there's a few teams in that party that everybody talking about. So we'll see what happens. The quarterback topic is an interesting one, because all of a sudden, after Joe Burrow in Cincinnati started 2-0, he's now out. Is he out for the year, Woody? Or they?
Yeah, it was like 3 months. So yes.
So,
I think they're so bad they're going to be out of it at that point anyway, right? Even if he maybe could come back at the end of this thing.
Well, they're not going to give up on him, but I got to tell you, we're going to have to start counting games missed.
I guess you can't give up on him.
Joe Burrow might be the leader in the pack here for missing games here pretty soon. Yeah. My God, he's missed a bunch, and he is really, really good. There's no question about it. But you see what happens. Backup comes in. Now your wide receivers are salty. Their numbers are going down, and you've got just then you got teams that just can't, like the Jets and the quarterback thing. I don't know, the Giants. I think Dart's makeup is at least looks like, right? He's going to have a chance. They can't run him the way they did in that first game. He won't see the end of the season. Matter of fact, he won't see December. He keeps running the way he's running the football right now. But they needed him to do what the runs he did, the quarterback runs up the middle to win that first game that they desperately needed to get. He made a couple good throws, didn't throw for a lot of yards in the game. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm starting to think it's not just the quarterbacks, but it's a system. It's what happens, and Cam Ward's finding out. I think everybody I talk to thinks Cam Ward's really going to be good. And he's on a bad team.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Cam, congratulations. You're the first overall pick. Hey, Cam, we're not sure the Titans know what the F they're doing.
He carries himself like a starter, though, doesn't he? He gets up that podium every time, and he takes the bullets for those guys.
He does, but I think he also, enough's enough, man. He's like, enough's enough.
Yeah. It's, every time they show him on a Red Zone highlight, he's running for his life over there.
Hey, there's a lot of offensive lines that are beaten up again. We can't keep offensive linemen and quarterbacks healthy. Isn't that amazing? Offensive linemen and quarterbacks look to be the two most banged up positions that the league has right now. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. Omar Kelly will join us at 8 o'clock. We're letting everybody get a little sleep this morning as Dolphins get their first win of the season, 27-21. On to Carolina, chance to get two wins in 6 days and try to get a little bit closer to 500 coming back home. Next home game will be the Chargers, who had that loss against the Giants. And I can't tell, folks. I can't tell who's good, who's not good. You can tell who's really bad, but a lot of it has to do with injury. Some teams just haven't been as good as they were supposed to be. And then it counts on the guys you're losing, right? And so it's been a crazy start to this season for sure. And then the Dolphins get the Tyreek Hill news last night, but get Darren Waller back, and he looks just unbelievable. Nobody could have thought he was going to look that good last night. I mean, he ran well. He looked sharp catching the football for a guy that hasn't been hit and was a big part of the offense. Two touchdowns in his first game. It's an incredible story. It really is. So he sat out a full season, misses the first three games of the regular season this year. They're going to try to get him back in after they got back from the trip with Chicago and Detroit. And he wasn't ready. And so they kept like moving the date back. And then last night, you're like, wow, it was worth the wait. He looked so good. All right, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As we got the Panthers playing preseason. We got the Heat starting their camp. Tyler Hero's out. By the way, maybe that's a story. We got Barkov out, Tyler Hero out.
Yeah, for another time.
Tyreek Hill out.
We'll get there.
Anyway, right now I want to talk about hurricane season for just a second. It's not over. It's not over. Don't calm down a little bit there before you and protect your home. If you haven't done that, that's an important thing to do. I'm not sure why you're waiting when you got Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. I know the great work they're going to do for you. Not only that, competitive prices. And got a great staff there to help you out, whether it's Impact Windows and Doors or the roof, the roofing part of the company. Strong. Old or leaky roof, come on, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. I don't know what you're waiting for. Don't wait another year. You don't have to. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff of people that can answer all your questions. Very knowledgeable about everything. Get everything all set up for you for people from Loctite to come out and look at the job. All over South Florida, growing like crazy for a reason. Chev and the gang over there got it figured out and ready to take great care of you. That's Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
To the guy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it was one of those where collectively we knew, you know, we needed to step up in general, regardless of who's in. You know, we feel as if the next man up, and we shouldn't lack the way we play, the style of our play. We shouldn't lack any of that. So that was sort of the mantra or the mindset going into that after Tyreek got hurt. I slid and I got hit. That's what. I wasn't concerned at all. There's a lot of factors that sort of went into what happened last year, what happened years prior, that we've, I would say, fixed or, you know, kind of turned around with how we go about nutrition on game days, etc. So yeah.
All right, that was Tua. Don't take too many of those hits to the head, man, on that late slide last night. And the good news is he did jump up, but I don't know.
Did he hit us with nutrition?
By the way, he did his with nutrition on concussions. I was like, okay.
I don't know what he's eating.
I don't know, but if there's a neurologist that's got a new program out, there are going to be a lot of guys on it playing the NFL.
Yeah. What is he eating, a power bar before he goes out there?
Oh, man, for sure. Hey, we say good morning to everybody just joining us and just getting up this morning, and we'll get into everything. 27-21, Dolphins get their first win on to Carolina on Saturday for a Sunday game at 1 o'clock, and trying to get two wins here in 6 days, and try to make up for the slow start in the season. Losing Tyreek is a tough one. It just is. Look, it's not a deep team, and anybody tells you somebody's going to fill in for Tyreek and be Tyreek is full of shit. So that's not going to happen, just so you know. Now, saying
they
that,
won. You weren't supposed to do that today.
No. So I'm just letting you know, but, and a big but, Mike did a great job last night with this offense, and it has nothing in common with the offense from a couple years ago. We're done, but a little bit more like we saw last year, the short passes, getting two outside the pocket on the bootlegs and freeing up with some of the schemes of stuff off their play action and the movement of offense alignment and all the motion. And it just really sets guys up, and it freed a lot of guys up that were open last night for Tua to get on the ball. Again, 17 of 25, 177 yards and two touchdowns. It was clean. There was no turnovers. And so that was the good part. I thought Mike's play calling was the best it's been with this group. And I tell you what he did also right off the bat for the first time, folks. And I don't know if you pay attention to it. We do. And that is, they won the toss and they took the ball. I can't tell you last time. Now, they had the ball first because the other team is deferred till the second half and made the Dolphins take the ball to start the game. But they won the toss last night and they said, you know what? We're going to take it. I loved it. That meant like, hey, we like what we can do against this Jets. Let's go down and get some points. It went down and got three and then got the big play. One of the most demoralizing plays, is to march down the field on your opening drive. And I mean, march down. We're running the ball between the tackles. There's nothing you can do about it. 5, 10, 6, 8. I mean, just bang, 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 bang down the field and going in to score and fumble and lose the ball. You just had a long drive of physical football. Coaches love to be able to just like, we're going to run. It's a Mario Cristobal special. We're going to run it down your throat. There's nothing you can do about it. And you don't get any points. And not only do you not get any points, but the Dolphins offense takes it the other way, 96 yards, and they score to make it a 10-0 game. I thought that was the difference in the whole game. And I know it got, you know, a little closer at times during different parts of the game, but I thought that us getting a takeaway, and by the way, the great thing about takeaways, all those stats mean nothing when you turn the ball over. They mean nothing. 90 yards of stats, 20 yards of stats, some spectacular catch, 50-yard catch. If you turn it over, they might as well be wiped out. You might as well erase them because they really don't exist except fantasy football. They have, and last night, and by the way, they come out in second half, get the opening kickoff, and Cam Good puts a big hit, forces a fumble, and the Dolphins, instead of the Jets having a chance to tie it up to start the second half, special teams gets a takeaway on a short field for the Miami Dolphins again. And just another huge play in that game that hasn't been happening and happened last night. If there were two plays, those would be it for me. The fumble after, I mean, it's demoralized. You not only, you get 0 points, 0 points after all those yards and time of possession and nothing to show for it, nothing to show for it. And then the Dolphins march it right down the other field. And instead of being up 7-3, you're down 10-0 in that game. Second half, same thing. All right. You're going, wow, I can't believe this game is where it is. It shouldn't be here. I mean, we did everything right, and they're only down one score, and they get the ball to start the second half, and they fumble, and you get great field position. So a lot of good things, and those are two plays for me last night that were big. I got to tell you, one of the biggest surprises in all the years, and I had no idea what to expect, like most people, unless, you know, somebody's going to lie about it today. Darren Waller looked really good for a guy 33 years old that hasn't played football in a long time and has missed two camps, two complete camps, one from retirement, and the second one, they brought him back real slowly, and I'm guessing he had some injuries he was dealing with. But last night, he looked quick. He looked sharp. I saw no signs of rust. He's athletic, obviously. And having a target that's 6'6", and as you see the body, it's a long 6'6 guy. Throwing the ball up to him in the back of the end zone. I mean, I get red zone. I mean, this guy gives you something you just haven't had in the red zone. You don't get from the other tight ends. It's not a shot, but you get from this guy. And he didn't play. He didn't play like a guy. You know, I don't know how many guys could do that. Take that much time off. You usually get out of shape. You gain weight. This guy looks like he stayed in shape and just took some extra time off, but no signs of rust whatsoever.
It's an incredible story, right? I mean,
I just didn't
like
see
people.
It,
you know, some guy just texted in, you owe him an apology or whatever. And it's like, no, well, you were kind of led to believe that this wasn't going to happen.
First of all, kiss my ass. I don't know.
Relax.
Yeah. I don't
know.
I truly don't when a guy didn't play the first three games that I owe somebody an apology.
They led you. Look, the guy didn't go through camp. Mike came out and was like, he may play, he may not play. It seemed like an unusual signing. It's a nice story. He went out and played well.
We've had.
Like, it's definitely a good story, and you're obviously going to need more guys to step up on offense.
We've had way too many of those guys that haven't worked out.
Yeah, you had Odell, man. You had Odell on the mind, and that's okay.
And like, no. We've had some receivers and a cornerback. We've had some.
Did the other guys. Guy Fuller, right? Who didn't play? Didn't pay. We don't have to go down that list today.
No. He dove in the end zone against Las Vegas. We never saw him again. By the way, so anyway, it's a great story. The Darren Waller. Before we get into, you know, you need to apologize or, you know, I didn't mean to.
Yeah,
but I'm
upset
not.
You.
I'm not apologizing for
I know
I'm not apologizing for my comments on Tua, or Darren Waller or anybody else. Or when it's good, it's good, and you say it. And when it's not,
you don't need to apologize. Look, it could be a nice story, and I think everything that you said about Tua remains accurate to this day. He did not do anything last night out of the ordinary. He made some throws, but again, like when he starts running and he gets those happy feet, it's just it's concerning. It was also concerning that he was dumb enough to take a hit square to the head like that. Like, that's not ideal.
The late slide with guys.
And he said he fixed his nutrition or whatever he said in that soundbite. But
that was a new one, too.
That joins
the new club of nutrition now. Now we got some new nutrition for the brain. A lot of people are going to want to get some of that.
We know that guy, Ma. We know he's a big hitter, obviously, from down here. But he was about an inch or two lower. That would have been game over.
Well, listen. It all worked out. I'm not doing coulda, woulda, shoulda, and the whole thing. And Mike was dialed in to Tua and the game plan last night from tight ends who had by far their most productive game they've had. And then on top of that, just getting guys and just everything. And by the way, the play acting fakes Tua's really good at it, really sold them and then being able to run the football. And have Achane, who is quietly, nobody talks about when they talk about great running backs. He doesn't get mentioned but he is.
He should.
He is really good, man. He almost broke another one. He is going to break some long ones. It is going to happen. Surprised he didn't have more catches last night. Usually he's got a lot of catches.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a really good receiver, too.
He's turned himself into obviously a real valuable piece, and now he's alone in the 10-100 meter club. He lost his sidekick.
Well, if you're just waking up this morning, Joe, the news came out about an hour ago that it was worst case scenario for Tyreek. The ligaments were involved in the injury, so he's getting surgery today. One of these Twitter doctors, I don't know if you follow these guys ever, but
no.
I think the guy's a real doctor, pro football doc, says much more than ACL, first of several surgeries. He says, in fact, ACL won't be fixed today. Focus on repair of other ligaments first. No emergency surgery is a good sign for artery. Nerve damage to be determined.
Yeah. I tried to read some of that stuff last night on all the stuff from a dislocated and getting the whole run of stuff. And listen, it's not good. I think everybody knew that right away by the urgency on the field to make sure, last thing you want is to get really bad news and so they got on it quickly. They've seen these kind of things and respond and get him to a hospital and let the doctors get rolling on this. And
that was I'm not sure I've seen one quite that bad though, man. Like the way they showed, it was right there on the sideline. The camera got it. And I mean, that thing was bent in a very unusual way.
We've had some guys tear up their knees pretty good, man. We've had, they call it the trifecta. We've had a lot of guys.
But that one was like it was upside down. It's weird too, man.
You see it, a nice throw. He drops it in, and Tyreek right on the sideline could catch it and get out of bounds. Yeah,
sucks because he was going out of bounds too. Such an unnecessary play to dive at the guy's feet.
Anyway.
I don't know, but.
All right. They're.
Just sucks.
Okay. I get it, man. We're with you. And it's next man up now. It's going to be a bigger role now for Waddle. Waddle is going to be no more second guy. Waddle steps up as the number one guy.
He's got to stay healthy because he's going to get 10 balls a game, right?
He should get close to it. Washington gets a bigger role now, too. His role becomes a lot bigger in this offense. Obviously, using Achane a lot of different ways, but it's still early in the year. And I think you got to rotate the other two backs in there with them. And then, this new weapon, man, this Darren Waller, as long as he can go. And again, I don't want, to overuse him, but in passing situations, he's a real threat, man. Keep him fresh and keep that going. All right, Woody, we got to go to break here, man, with everybody out there. Dolphins, 27-21 win on to Carolina. In just a few days, on the short week now, and with a chance to win that game if you saw Carolina play against New England, and come back home at 2-3, getting ready. Wow, what a week that's going to be, too. Herbert coming back to town, Herbert, Tua, and we'll see. As they lost their first game to Giants, and they didn't look great either. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about something that we always talk about, and I'm sure those guys are busy last night at Baptist Health South Florida. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. I'll use the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And it sure is nice to have all those knee specialists, and a lot of them were at the game last night. Some of the best in the business for knee, anything with the knee, including what Tyreek's going through right now with the dislocation. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. You can't be a top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country, unless you have specialists for every part of the body. And they have it. That's why they take care of so many teams. With Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Dolphins, FIU and FAU. And then we got three great locations to go to. 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Obviously, also Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables and at Hard Rock Stadium. The nice thing for those guys to be able to go over next door there with the training facility they have right there. It's another great facility for Baptist Health. So they got it really covered for everybody. We know one thing, right? If you're active and competitive, sooner or later, we all get injured. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting all of us healthy, back out playing the sports we love the most.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here before we jump this 8 o'clock hour? Time's flying this morning.
It is flying, Joe. Time flies when you're having fun, right? We got to win. We got NBA Media Days
yesterday all over the country. Maybe the most interesting one was this Kawhi Leonard thing, this Clippers thing. Huh. Someone's going to be right and someone's going to be wrong in this thing, right? Like, Pablo Torre has his reporting. Mark Cuban has, like, gone all in on this. I don't know if you see Mark Cuban, like, responds to everything this guy sends out. So he's in the middle of this thing.
So he's all, he's got the owners back for.
Well, I guess billionaires all defend each other, right? They're part of that club.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably for the most
part. Yes. Kawhi says he didn't do anything wrong. I don't know. This will play out. It's going to be very interesting to see how this thing ends, but you got to think there's some wrongdoing, right? Like there's something to this guy's reporting.
No, I got to tell you, I think the billionaire just put all this money into a company that wasn't doing well. That's something I would do, not him.
In fairness, like these rich people seem like they lose track of their money. Remember, like Otani didn't realize the guy was gambling millions of dollars.
Can I just tell you? Otani is not in the atmosphere of what the owner of the Clippers.
The guy's That's what one I'm of saying. The guy's the so world. Rich, maybe he didn't realize.
I don't know.
Anyway, speaking of so rich, Joe, Dana White is like, he scores a deal every week, it seems like, here. His new Zuffa boxing thing here just landed a 5-year deal with Paramount Plus.
Wow.
So he is now officially in the boxing business, which he was involved in that last fight that we had, the Crawford. And
by the way, how did that happen that he all of a sudden?
I don't know. Remember, you say boxing's dead, you know, UFC, and then.
Well, I just thought UFC's was going to crush boxing and go.
It did.
And apparently Dana White goes, no. There's a place for boxing, too. We can live
as
together.
As long as I'm running it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both mine.
But, Dana White is like. I don't know. He's like the default commissioner of all combat sports at this point, it seems like. He's running it all.
By the way, what's that other thing they're doing? That bare knuckle fighting.
They have that one.
It's getting big.
That's a little tough on the stomach.
How about jacking each other in the face, standing there and just whacking each other?
That's arguably the dumbest thing that we have going in American sports.
I'm going to pass on those. Yeah. Does he own those too?
He does own the slapping thing, yes. I don't even know what to say about that one. It's such a insanely stupid thing to watch.
I don't know. Anyway, what else you got, Woody? That is a strange one. Didn't mean to sidetrack.
I don't know. They must sign some kind of like ridiculous waiver before they do these things, right? Because if you could sue football for CT, what do you do when you sue? You're in the slapping league.
Gonna gotta get on that nutrition program. I can tell you that. Get on the nutrition program.
Good shot there, my friend. All right, a couple of memorabilia things for you here. We'll get to Omar Kelly. How about this one, Joe? Panini, so their license is running out here, right, with essentially all the sports. Going to go over to Fanatics and Tops and all that. But they have their final time here. They are releasing Eminence, which is a basketball product, Joe. And you can open a box of Panini Eminence. The price per box, retail price, $39,999.95.
Huh.
This will be the first time the product has come out in a few years here since 21-22, but it features a single 10-card pack containing 9 autographs and 1 memorabilia card on average.
Oh, man.
In addition to rookie patch autographs, you have the highly coveted Logo Man is available here. You got cards with diamonds in them. All kinds of crap they put in this thing here, but
so does it lose value since this is it, or does it go up?
A lot of people think this is you can invest in these things and they go up.
Okay.
This is way outside my wheelhouse.
Woody,
I'm not buying cards.
Woody, does Fanatics own everything? Do they own Tops now and everything else?
Yes, Fanatics will own everything. The licenses are slowly running out here. Yes,
I was a Tops guy growing up, man. Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. So there's a lot of value in the old Topps cards right now. Like the Jordan refractors are very popular, seem to hold their value. Obviously, LeBron early Topps stuff. Hell, even Dwayne. You could throw him in there. He's got Dwayne stuff is a little more affordable. You're looking to jump into the Topps game, but
all right.
Yeah, it's It'll be interesting to see how this keeps going because the stuff just keeps getting more and more expensive. It's tough, you know, talk about accessibility for fans. It is a little tough out there, Joe. And if you go to a store like Target, you'll see that there is a lot of retail product out there. The shelves are fully stocked, except for that damn Pokemon stuff.
Can't remember that? Pokemon you stuff, went through that little period of time where you're going to Target and buying.
Yeah, the pandemic. But that was when you got lucky if there was a little box left. There was nothing. Now they just, the stuff is just.
You know what I did one day because of you?
You bought some boxes.
No, I went to like four Target stores. Like I haven't been to Target in my life. And now I'm looking for baseball cards.
If you go to any Target right now, I promise you they'll have more than enough product for you.
Yeah.
Those things are fully stocked. And by the way, Joe, I feel bad. I did not tell you about this one here. I did not know that Willie Mays was having an estate auction here. A lot of this money went to all the money, I guess, went to charity. It says it generates millions of dollars for charity here. Some of the items that sold, Joe, I know Willie, your favorite player, right?
Yes.
Growing up, a 1962 San Francisco Giants uniform autographed by Mays and matched to the All-Star game from that season. That topped all the sales here, $634,500.
Jeez.
We had some rings that sold. A Mays 1954 World Series ring tied to his famous basket catch at the Polo Grounds.
Great catch.
Hey, you want to guess on the ring?
Wait, I'm not very good. 500?
$458,000. And his Baseball Hall of Fame induction ring sold for $446,500. 1954 National League MVP trophy. $458,000.
So that's where all his things are in the around the $500,000.
Well, you could get a little cheaper here, Joe. He had a 1954 silver bat that sold for $247,000. His MVP from 1965 only $387,000. So that was a lot cheaper. If you want to just go a little skin in the game there,
you want to get it stirred up to say Willie Mays the greatest player of all time.
Hmm.
Now, we don't know, right? Everybody's got their favorite guy growing up and how good they were, but Willie could do it all, man. Willie could do it all.
He's also sold Joe his Presidential Medal of Freedom that was given to him by President Obama in 2015, $65,000.
Huh. Wow.
Hmm. All right. I don't know what people do with these things, but interesting items nonetheless.
I don't know, man. I got a few.
You take the MVP trophy and do you walk it around your house like you want it, or like do you wear the ring around like this is my ring. I was part of that team. Like
I don't know.
What do you do with these items, Joe?
You know, this I get this part when it's somebody you grow up with and they have an impact on your life and you're so excited to go see him. You're excited to see him. And he wasn't the only Willie. It was Willie McCovey was on the team too. But, man, those were great times. And then I had a dad that let me hang out in the parking lot and be that kid. Run around a little bit, and then he goes, all right, we got to go, man.
Did the guy sign and everything?
We got to drive home.
Were they nice? I mean, they must have, right?
They were great.
Yeah.
It's not like now.
Well, no one was taking his stuff and flipping it on eBay.
Roll the window. That's
back
what
in the
I
60s.
Mean. Roll the window down.
Yeah. You ever get any game-used stuff? You ever throw you a ball or a bat or nothing?
No.
They weren't doing that.
No, I got some stuff, but everything was thrown out that was when I was a kid.
I guess they also probably didn't have as much.
I guess I got some stuff, and my dad goes, yeah, you were playing with it.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had my dad's reminded me of all
this
stuff.
Like in the Sandlot where they swipe the Babe Ruth ball.
Yeah.
Go play with it.
Yeah. Crazy.
You ever have any Babe Ruth stuff growing up?
All right, we got to go to break. Now, why?
Did you?
Why would I have Babe?
I don't know. Babe's looking at me really weird.
No, Babe's not a West Coast guy, Jerky.
Okay. He's the Babe.
Willie came out to Candlestick Park.
Is this an argument about who the best is?
No.
Are you offended about this Babe Ruth thing?
No. Babe, hey, listen, man.
I was going to get your picks, by the way, since you've been on such a roll of football. Can maybe later in the show we get your baseball picks for today? We got four big ones today.
I know. We're not doing that. I'm just watching them, okay? Can I just enjoy them?
But you've been on a roll.
I haven't been on a roll.
They're going to take out another mortgage on that Hard Rock building over
the
there.
The last one you, I
you
had
stay in this hot.
Is the Dolphins get 2 wins in 6 days. That's all. That's as far as I went. You are giving me a hard time. It's fine. Hey, I'll tell you what. I got to tell you why we got some time here. I want to tell you about two guys that are real special. Gary and Harvey. I love talking about Gary and Harvey, or Harvey and Gary. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys in Plantation. And I just want to say this. Yes, they're the same partners who, when you come to their firm or they come to see you, will handle your case from start to finish. You're getting more than 30 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, and small enough just to call you back. And I want to let you know, there's no handoffs, man. There's no what they call lawyer handoffs that you see some other people that have nice budgets and spend a lot of money on beautiful TV commercials, and you like them. You see them every day and you like them. You go to meet with them and go, hey, I want to be with you. And they go, well, I'm glad you're here, but here's who you're going to be working with. This guy and this woman over here, 2 years out of law school, really good at what they do. Going to help you. I won't be doing it. Hey, man, wait a second. I thought you were going to be doing my stuff. Your name's on the law firm. I might as well go to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Their name's on the law firm, and they're going to handle my case. And they're going to communicate with me and keep me updated and let me know I'm important every friggin' day. They know I'm in pain, and they're working for me. And they're giving me updates all the time. I like that about, and I want you to go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of even on the weekends. Just go to 866-FAIR-FEE or check out the reviews. Go to CohnandJudah.com. Remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.